Fredfin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm joined by Matthijs Wouter-Knoll, director of the EFM, the European Film Market in Berlin. So welcome back, Matthijs.
Hello, Chiara.
So since we didn't meet at the end of your first year as director of the EFM, I was wondering, how was the preparation of last year compared to the hard work you did this year?
Well, last year was actually a quite good edition of the EFM. For me, it was the first time to be involved as director. So naturally, the second year, of course, is always a bit different because you know how things will go and what the market will look like. But I must say that some of the initiatives and some of the new plans that we started last year, which we could even improve and establish a little bit more this year, it was a lot of fun to work with the team on that also in the past month. So I'm having good hopes for this year's edition.
And talking about the new initiatives, last year you introduced the EFM series, so which was a platform, like an official place for series showrunners, creator, producers. So
The Drama Series Days last year, it's a new platform at the market for the industry of drama series or serial formats. It's a platform that we set up last year together with the Berlinale Co-Production Market and Berlinale Talents, which are the two other industry programs that the Berlinale has. And last year, it was the first time, we had around 11 series. We had a few hundred industry representatives coming to Berlin to do meetings, to watch screenings, to look at new projects that are being pitched, that are not financed or not shot yet. And this year, we continue with that platform, not only because it was a success, but I think also because we've seen that serial formats in Europe, but also beyond Europe, have become something that not only resonate well with an audience, but also that is working quite well for channels, working quite well for producers. So I think the decision last year to include a serial platform in the film market was a good decision. As said, the European film market is a film market, so our core business is focused on the film industry. We are a platform to sell and buy films. I think it's an enrichment to also offer space for people who are working in both parts of the industry, both film, both drama series. I think it's good to integrate them, and we're continuing that this year.
Plus, it was a very successful year for high-end TV series in Europe. I mean, I saw it in Italy and in Germany as well. So I think that you took the right decision.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think in we can see in different countries in Europe, not only in the UK, but in the meantime also in France, we had a fantastic Italian series last year. We all know that, for example, Paolo Sorrentino is shooting a great new series right now for Sky. In Germany, quite some things are happening. The German series of Deutschland 83. So Germany is one of the places where new things are happening. And of course, last but not least, we shouldn't forget that also in Eastern Europe, many, many new series are being developed and produced. And of course, in Scandinavia, but they started the whole thing in the end.
And so talking about high-end TV series in Europe, this is one of the industry debates that you're preparing. There will be three panel discussions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have at the European Film Market a number of industry debates. And on the day that the drama series takes place, we focus on drama series. We have a number of panels. The industry debate is focusing on basically the possibility for European series to be successful outside of Europe, but also the chances for foreign non-European content to maybe be remade for a European audience. Both trends we see. Americans are coming to Berlin to discover European series and also have a look if they can either buy them for the American market or maybe make a remake. But the other thing is happening as well. So we have a number of executives talking about that, how they commission, how they make choices, and what kinds of stories might be successful beyond America or Europe.
I think that that's the idea behind also the second edition of a Co-Pro series, in which you selected seven selected series projects. They are looking for co-productions and financing
partners.
That's
right. There is our colleagues at the co-production market have selected seven projects this year, so that's even one more than we had last year, which also indicates that I think the number of submissions that we got at the co-production market for Co-Pro series was higher than previously. So it means there's a lot of interesting projects in development at the moment in Europe. We can only select a few. We select the most interesting, the most promising ones for us, and we're having high hopes for them.
And since we were talking before about the industry debates, there's a big Asian presence this year, so that you dedicated one panel to Korean cinema. Tell me more about it.
Well, it's actually a region that is increasingly interesting for us, which, of course, the connection between Europe and Asia. We have quite some Asian presence this year, not only from China, which traditionally is always a little bit difficult at the market in Berlin because we are taking place during the Chinese New Year. So in the second part of the market, we have a Sino-European seminar where European producers can meet with Chinese producers and talk about co-production. We also have a new region in the market, which is the Southeast Asian countries, which are presenting themselves as a group this year, as the ASEAN group, and they also have a new stand at the Martin Gropius Bau. The panel is actually linked to this because we are interested in how the more well-known and more successful film territories in Asia, which include Japan, of course China, but also Korea, have an effect on this region of Southeastern Asia. So we're looking together with the Korean producers, Korean sales agents and distributors on how they see the different parts of Asia, and also what the new developments are, and how also all these dynamic markets within Asia are not only interacting but also competing with each other. I think that's something that we'd like to highlight, especially this year, not only to focus on China, not only to focus on one region. Asia is a huge, huge part of the world, and we'd like to give our visitors a little bit more insight in how they can enter these different parts of Asia, and we focus on Korea this year.
So talking about we were talking about all the successful initiatives you introduced, and there's also the EFM Startups that it's at its second year.
Absolutely, yeah, which is one of my favorite new initiatives, I must say. I think the European film market is an international market. We have the whole world visiting us at the festival and also at the market. But the market is taking place in Berlin, and Berlin is these days the startup hub of Europe. I think in the past year, Berlin even surpassed London when it comes to the highest amount of investments in new startups and the highest amount of new startups being set up here. So we decided last year to actively connect to that startup world that is very vibrant and very visible here in Berlin. Of course, we made a selection. We selected this year five startups from Berlin and five startups from the rest of Europe to be present in Berlin at the market and to present their new tools, the new products to visitors of the EFM. We see it as an opportunity for our visitors to basically get new ideas, but also to actively engage with these new startups and use the new innovative techniques, tools, apps, production systems that they have been developing. And I think when we put both people from the film industry together that are normally at the EFM, these emerging startups, I think actually quite some nice things can come out of that. We saw that last year because some of the startups in Berlin found investors at the European film market. So we're actually hoping and we're also selecting startups where we feel that this potential is absolutely in the air again.
I don't know if it's only my feeling, but I see that you're paying a lot of attention and giving a lot of attention and care to producers. There's an industry debate called entitled Producers as Entrepreneurs. There's always in the Berlinale Talents Market Hub, there are 40 film projects that can be introduced and pitched to potential co-producers and investors in the EFM. And a friend of mine was going for the first time at the EFM, told me that you also sending them like a welcome letter when you offer to help them to find the right people. So I was wondering if just my feeling goes, because you're believing that helping producers is the right thing to do.
Yeah, I think it's an important thing to do for a film market. Film markets traditionally are places where content is being sold and content is being offered for sale. But we shouldn't forget, and we paid close attention in the past years, that there's a growing number of producers also visiting EFM and other markets. I think we shouldn't forget that producers are basically the ones who are bringing content to the market. Without producers and helping producers to find funding, to find the right people to co-produce with, to find the right networks, to know how to apply at European support programs like the Media Creative Europe program, or how to connect to producers in other parts of the world, I think it's going to be hard in the long run or even in the short run to have interesting and good and high quality film and drama series and new media productions that can be sold and can be bought. So I think to have a long-term strategy for a market, it's important to also keep and welcome and nurture producers that are coming to Berlin and making sure that they can do their job right. And of course, we do that because we're interested in getting that content in Berlin, both at the festival and both at the market to do business with.
For me, it's the most difficult job at the moment because there's an old model of producers that doesn't exist anymore, and you have to produce a film, you have to come up with so many new ideas on how to get financing and you know, from the Ministry of Culture, from the crowdfunding, from co-producers and so on, and the media program. So it's really difficult to put all this way of financing a film together.
Absolutely, I totally agree. I think a market is a mixture of everybody working in the film industry, so it's not that we are not paying attention to the sales agents, the distributors, people doing acquisitions, commissioners, and funders at the market. They're extremely important to us. They're also coming in growing numbers. We have more people coming to the EFM who have registered for the market this year than last year. There's a growing number also of people that have booked a stand. But I think also to pay attention to specifically this group of producers who also are not in easy situations these days, I think it's quite essential for a market.
Let's not forget, you mentioned it, that there's a new space at the market this year.
There's a new space at the market this year. The market is situated in the Martin Gropius Bau, which is one of the most great museums of Berlin. Many people know it because it has this fantastic Renaissance central hall. Next to it, we created a new park, which has a new cinema in it. It has two stands in it, and it has actually a tower, which we called the Lighthouse, the EFM Lighthouse, where clients of the EFM, visitors of the EFM, can see trailers of market screenings, and they can also see, they can advertise there and so on. So we're actually developing in the moment this Gropius Park next to the building, where in the future years, in the next years, new stands and new spaces of the market will be located, and we started already with that this year. And of course, we are still having offices and quite some companies having being present at the Marriott Hotel in Berlin as well.
Well, can't wait to see that then, because I wasn't imagining that it was so big. So wow.
So are you coming to Berlin?
Yes, I will be there for the whole festival, so from the 10th to the 20th. Great. Yes.
Okay, very good.
Yes, no. I could never miss Berlin. So, Matthijs, thank you so much for sharing a preview of this 2016 EFM, European Film Market.
Thanks very much.
We talked to Matthijs Voternoo, director of the EFM, European Film Market, and this is Chiara Nicoletti for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.